Rockies inching closer to a postseason berth, hosting the Marlins. Bottom of the second inning, Ian Desmond with two aboard, facing Adam Conley.
Tony Diaz over at first base. Here's the pitch. And a high pop fly. This is for Stanton out in right. He's at the track. He's at the wall. And it is gone. A three-run home run for Ian Desmond, his seventh. The ball just carried and carried and carried. The pitch. And a smash on the ground to the left of the bag at second. Shoots through out into left center. That'll score two. Home to score is Blackman, along with Lucroy.
Look back at second. Big lead out there for LeMahieu. Pitch on the way, and Story lines one to left down the line. That's a fair ball. Going to scoot into the corner near the 347 sign. LeMahieu's in to score. They're going to wave Arenado around third, and there won't be a throw to the plate. A two-run double for Trevor Story. He's knocked in four in the game. Two down, the 2-2 to Desmond. Bouncing ball up the middle. That's a hit into center. Story around third, he's coming home. It's a three-run Rockies fourth to make it 9-3. So the three runs Miami scored in the top of the inning immediately erased. 14-5 Rockies, bottom of the eighth. They've got Gonzalez at third, Amarista at first with one down, and Blackman bangs one through the right side. He's got his third hit. He's got his third RBI of the day.
The Rockies go on to win it 15-9. John Gray improves to 4-0 with a 2.10 ERA in his last five starts. Charlie Blackman notched his 100th RBI and scored his 136th run. No player has scored 140 runs in a season since Alex Rodriguez in 2007. Before the game, Major League Baseball's owners approved the sale of the Marlins to Bruce Sherman and Derek Jeter. After the game, manager Don Mattingly spoke about a tough day at the ballpark.
Yeah, I didn't really know. Been kind of working, trying to get, we talked about this series, pushing. I haven't thought much about it. I think I just assumed it was going to happen, so I don't know. See where it goes.
And is it after a long season of that being there, that, you know, uncertain situation, is it a relief or exciting at all to have it all but done next week and, you know, getting back to work on more certainty?
It's one of those things. I don't think it's been that big of a, you know, there's times of the year I thought that it became more of an issue really for us. I didn't think it's been that big of an issue. I don't know what to, you know, obviously it's going to be a new group, a new organ, you know, new thought process. We'll see where that goes. You know, again, we were assuming it would, you know, it was going to get official at some point. And then we'll, you know, have some type of direction which way we want to go. That just hadn't happened yet, so it's hard to kind of react to it.
The Marlins head home to wrap up the season. They open up a four-game series with the Braves on Thursday. Dylan Peters gets the start against Julio Teheran.